Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's me. It's you. And what do we have to look at today? We're going to take a look, as always, at concepts. We're going to take a look at a wiser medicine. Today's show, A Wiser Medicine, the wisdom of Eastern medicine. And when I say Eastern medicine, I mean all the medicines east of New York. That means ancient European. That means ancient Middle Eastern. That means ancient Chinese. And that means ancient Ayurvedic, as in India. Now, why am I going to focus on this today? Because Western medicine, allopathic medicine, is going there. It's actually, in spite of itself, going there. The same concepts that were fundamental to Eastern medicine. And you acupuncturists out there, you Vedic doctors, I'm really not talking about what you do. Those of you with a concept of Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, well, largely, honestly, I don't think you have a concept of it. It's not your fault. Your schools didn't teach it. It hasn't applied itself practically to the Western world. In a broader sense, what I'm saying to you today is that Eastern medicine, ancient medicine, was biophysical. It looked at the sun and the moon and the stars and the magnetic fields of the earth, and everything you did in the name of health revolved around those things. It was an empiric medicine, which is why it devoted itself, it evolved itself out of what we call natural law. That means if you do it 100% of the time, you will receive the sacred gift of healing. And we have become audacious enough, Western science, of which and of whom I am in love with, as you might know, has unfortunately become audacious enough to deny the tenets of natural law. Otherwise stated, they don't even know what it is. Our heads have become way too big. Our microscopes have become, in a sense, way too microscopic, but then again, not microscopic enough. Okay, let's get to the academic perspective on this. Up there in the halls of chemistry, Stanford, Harvard, the Rockefeller Institute, the bastions, the icons of Western science, are the chemists, the biochemists, the pharmaceutical chemists, the molecular biologists, the molecular geneticists, the geneticists. These are the icons of science. They know this is happening. I know this is happening. What's happening? The Western biochemical perception of reality is being replaced with the biophysical one. Biophysics trumps biochemistry. That's where we're going. That's where we are. But that's where we were back in the Garden of Eden. That's where we were in the Old Testament. There is a foolproof, idiot-proof connection between the wisdom of your soul and the biophysics of reality. The biophysics of your healing, your path to healing, is biophysically determined. Now, you can put your blindfolds on and analyze yourself and your health biochemically. You can go to my favorite place for allopathy, Kaiser Permanente, and you can have the scholars there investigate your symptom to disease and talk to you about the options. Options that are time-tested, that are part of the American Medical Code, the standard of care. And those doctors will swear by that. And many doctors will swear by that. Drugs and surgery, take your pick. The point is, that is what you conclude if your perspective goes no further than the biochemical perspective. But you see, biophysically, you're in a whole different realm. Western medicine is going biophysical. Lasers, embryonic stem therapy, mesenchymal stem therapies. Western medicine is going biophysical, genetic engineering. We're pushing in that direction. There is no doubt. Throughout the world, we are going energetic. It just took 500-600 years. We were on our way, actually. Back in the 1500s, 1400s, to days of Paracelsus, we had alchemy. But then alchemy got tied to the occult. And of course, no one wants to be a cult. That's dangerous. So that was the end of alchemy. And after we saw Galileo get imprisoned, after we saw Giordano Bruno have his head cut off, after we saw the Vatican tell the scientists, who were really alchemists, after the popes and the bishops told the scientists, don't ever imply anything outside the strict specter of the material plane. The minute you talk energetically, spiritually, you're taking our role. And that's heresy. And you're going to go to jail or we're going to cut your head off. So after a couple of misgivings, a few executions, you know, I always crack up. I went to St. Robert Bellarmine. St. Robert Bellarmine Catholic Grammar School in New York City in the early 60s, mid 60s, upper 60s. Oh, when did I started in 67. So it was mid 60s, upper 60s. I got out in 72, 73. I got out of prison. Well, not really. But we were regularly beheaded. I mean, we got beat up every day. I mean, every day somebody got punched. I am not kidding you. Those nuns were strict. By the time we were in the fifth grade, you could smack us 3 or 4 times across the face and we'd laugh. By the time we were in the eighth grade, the nuns didn't bother hitting us. We were just too tough. They knew it was senseless. Catholic school. You know the story. Not like that today. Not like that today. The point. St. Robert Bellarmine, in the 1500s, before he became a saint, was a cardinal. And Cardinal Bellarmine was the guy that ordered the execution of Giordano Bruno. Bruno's contention, like Galileo, as astronomers, as scientists, they were alchemists, they were pious men. When I say alchemy, I mean those that saw the integration of science and God. Not this idiotic, occult, evil, lurking, gooey notion of alchemy. You see, devil worship. This is all nonsense. Originally, at the advent of the scientific revolution, the scientists were pious, religious people. They were devout Catholics, for the most part, originally. And the dispute between the church and science ended biophysics. It ended biophysics. It forced the scientists to understand things the way Kaiser Permanente understands things. You must get this, my innocent public. It completely and totally distorted reality. And to this day, reality's distorted. Now, the common man always knows. The truth-seeking common man always knows, somewhere deep inside, that he's being deceived. And I don't mean intentionally deceived. As it turns out, inadvertently deceived. And that's what the health crisis is today. You have a problem, you go to the doctor, you listen to his version of it, and you go, that's idiotic. Well, this is in stark contrast to Eastern medicine. If you're on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, straighttalk.cc, get on it, go to picture 20. Wow. The Chinese understood health as an amalgam of ethers or elements in the five-phase Chinese system, and Vedic medicine, Indian medicine was similar, and ancient Greek medicine was similar. But we'll use Chinese medicine, which has a concern for wood and fire and earth and metal and water. They say you're made of elements, and those elements are matched to seasons. Those elements are matched to climates, tastes, emotions, tissues, colors, organs. Give you an example. Charlie came in the other day, and he's having retinal problems. He can't see. He's degenerating in the eye, and he's concerned. Of course, this is hypothetical. I mean, it's happened in my office many times, but I'm just making this up. Charlie comes in, and his retina is detached, and it's not healing. And he's had the surgeries. The surgeries failed. There's a 50% chance he's going to go blind. I might say Charlie has a lot of wood energy. I might say his wood energy or his liver energy is out of balance. I might say the heat of his liver, because his bile ducts are plugged and thus making heat in his liver, or inflammation translated. I might say that Charlie, because he's holding rage in his body, concentrated in the liver, which is where that emotion lives. Liver is rage, anger, internalized anger. Liver goes to the eyes. I might say that Charlie's liver issues are putting so much heat behind his eyes that Charlie needs to calm his liver to help his retina. That's what you call health. That's what you call a functional health perspective. That's what you call a medicine that asks the body to balance itself to get the job done. I could talk for hours like this. In fact, I will be talking for hours like this. On July 22nd, which is Sunday, I'm going to put together about 25 people. We've sent out about 5,000 emails. I can't do more than that. It's too much. But on July 22nd, we've sent out about 5,000 emails inviting people to come to my office here in Costa Mesa from 12 to 6 o'clock. And we're going to begin a series of workshops that will go on as long as it's appropriate to continue, teaching people concepts in health that they can apply to their health so that their bodies can optimize their healings. It's not a place you cure disease. It's not a place where we diagnose. It's not a place where we talk about symptoms. It's not a place where we talk about and replace your medical doctor. It's a place where we look at health, health practice, what works, how to get good at it, and to create an understanding of how, if you feed health correctly, your body directs chemicals, nerve impulses to the organs so that the organs regenerate. Advanced concepts in healing. That's Sunday, July 22nd from 12 to 6. Again, you've gotten an email. For whatever reason you don't and you're interested, the email explains everything. I'm not going to take any more radio time. If you're interested and you didn't get an email, 714-850-1007. If you've got health concerns, if your body's suffering in chronic illness, chronic disease, chronic problems, forget about your chronic problems. Build health. I'm always here to help you build your health. 714-850-1007. If you have an interest in building health and you're lost in the labyrinth, call the office, speak to either one of my staff. Come and see me. Get on it. Get on it. Why? I've got a different way of looking at you. It's the Jeet Kune Do of the healing arts. It's absorb what's useful. Everything works if it works. It's empiric. It's functional. You just have to be open. You just have to be willing to work. So there's Charlie with a detached retina that won't heal. He's a liver type. And we've got to repair and open up the flow of bile through the passages into his liver so his liver cools down, so his eye can relax. So we can take out the inflammatory process in the retina that's driving the failure rate. There. That's how Chinese medicine would look at it. Liver is wood. Liver is wind. Liver is anger. Maybe I'm going to have Charlie get flexible. He's not flexible. He needs to get flexible. Why? The liver is in reciprocity with the tendons. If the tendons are tight, the liver is inflamed. If the liver is inflamed, the tendons are tight. One way to get to the liver is through the tendons. I'll have Charlie get flexible. Charlie might say, now what does getting flexible have to do with my eye? Charlie might say, what is getting flexible? Or he might say, what does cleansing my liver have to do with helping my eye? I might say, put your feet in wood. Go to the backyard. Lay down a wood floor, build a heat system, moist heat system into there, and 3 days a week sweat, and with your feet on the wood, stretch deeply. Spend the $10,000 if you have it and build it out in the backyard near the garden. Charlie might say, how's that going to stop me from going blind? You see? We don't get the connections because we don't have the perspective. I could go on this. I could go on this topic for hours. I will be talking this way. I'm always thinking this way, which led me to another wonderful set of suggestions for you. If you're looking at the website, that's straighttalk.cc, you're looking at sea caves. Sea caves in Malibu, sea caves in Santa Barbara, sea caves in Laguna. You're looking at waterfalls. You're looking at tide pools. You're looking at sunrise. You're looking at whales and dolphins. So I'm asking you, health devotee that you are, did you get to your sea cave today? Did you put yourself in the tide pool at sunrise? Did you get up at 4 a.m. and just as the sun rose, find yourself deeply embedded in a forest at sunrise? Did you put your head under a waterfall? What did you do that the basic laws of Eastern medicine would have said are absolutely mandatory in the name of a healing? that Eastern medicine would have said you do. You put yourself into places of high electromagnetic intensity and develop your practice off that. So the time of day means something. The seasons mean something. The things you do in the spring. Hey, did you notice you got up today? It's sunny. It's warm. I think we're finally here. Somehow we skipped a wonderful spring and we went right to summer. We are finally, believe me, I clock it. I look for this kind of day. We're about to have 6 or 7 straight days of sunny and warm. Not hot, not cold, warm. Did you notice your flowers are blossoming? I thought that occurred in the spring. No, it took off today. If you cultivate roses as I do, today the roses are singing. The birds are singing more. Have you noticed you just felt like getting out? Have you noticed you felt like getting out and doing things? Have you noticed you're more creative today? Your body's giving you a message. It's telling you that spring, the spring interface with the summer, is the time to blossom. Maybe the winter's time to meditate, hibernate. Maybe the winter's the time to pull back and go in that mysterious place between the sacrum and your cranium. Maybe that's what you do in the winter. Maybe in the spring, you start moving the ball. Maybe as spring begins to negotiate summer as it is today, that's when you take the sprint up the hill. That's when you start burning the fat. That's when you make your moves. See, seasonal concepts. But you see, those intelligence are pulled out of waterfalls. They're pulled out of tide pools. They're pulled out of dark green verdant forest. They're pulled out of turquoise blue oceans. They're pulled out of areas on the globe with high electromagnetic power. Mind you, that's where we used to build our churches. Churches were built on places where the electromagnetic grid crisscrossed, and that's where people connected to God. It's where ritual developed. So what's your health ritual? Do you understand how to navigate those things? If you don't, in my opinion, after 25 years, sacrificing almost everything to see people heal completely, I can tell you, if you don't think this way, you don't get there. We've become a nation of potshotters. Potshots. You know, one of the biggest things to come down the pipe is stem cell therapy. The next half of the show, which will be recorded and on the website in about an hour, hour and a half, part two of this show, I'm going to have some YouTube clips and I'm going to refer to stem cell therapy in more detail. Stem cell therapy, like genetic engineering, like cloning, like all these different things, are coming down the pipe and they are going to be touted as Western modern miracles, and to some extent they will be. However, they will never work to replace natural law. And you have to make a choice now. Is your future based on the exploration of the lost art of natural law, of health ritual that works? Are you simply going to be one of those people that knocks over everything in its path to make an extra $500,000 and then spends it at high-end therapies in the best clinics in the world, all banking that money on the promise that you can be reborn through genetic engineering or stem cell injections? I've got an article right here at the top. It's called Stem Cells and the Autonomics. I'm going to get into this article. But if you go to one of the pages in it, and I believe I'm not going to do it right now, but if you go to page 2, you can all do this if you're on board. At the bottom of page 2, where I wrote, wow, I marked it for you. It says, we have shown that sympathetic fibers, that means the stress, anxiety part of the nervous system. We have shown that sympathetic fibers inhibited the proliferation of nestin-positive mesenchymal stem cells, as recently confirmed. We have shown that stress inhibits the proliferation of one of the markers on the stem cell that activates it. It's an article drawing an important correlation between balance in the autonomic nerves and whether your mesenchymal stem cell injections work. And I do this all the time. I go right into the literature, look at where the failure rates are, and ask myself, what mechanism, what divine mechanism is out of balance that will stand in the way and resist the spears of Western science? Stem cell therapies here. Dr. Neil Reardon, Professor Reardon, Dr. Reardon, brilliant man in Panama. Go on YouTube, Joe Rogan, Mel Gibson, stem cell therapy. Watch that 12-minute clip. It's true. Everything in it's true. Stem cell therapy's here, and it's going to grow, and you can be reborn with it. You can make yourself younger. Or can you? Or do things get in the way? Or what would you do to use the genius of science and then drive home the cure that science offers by respecting natural law? And there it is. There it is in a peer-reviewed journal. The relationship between autonomic nerves, sympathetic dominance, and nestin on the MSCs. I say amen to you. You can't get around respecting and living natural law. 714-850-1007. If you're lost in the labyrinth of health, give us a call. Come in, see me. Do it now, not later. This is the time. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Part two, here we go. Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so we broached the subject part one. Now let's dig our heels in and really get into what I'm talking about first. Natural medicine needs an upgrade. That's the theme. I didn't say allopathic medicine. I said holistic medicine. Symptomology, your disease, whatever you're dealing with, your regeneration has to build itself on fundamental laws. You find those fundamental laws out of nature as derivatives of nature. The Taoists understood this. All ancient medicine. And I only use the term ancient medicine is that's when it existed. It doesn't really exist anymore. We have to regenerate it. We have to recycle it. We have to birth it. And we're being competed with by scientific inquiry. I'm going to give you great examples of this today. Your health practice must evolve itself with specificity, with precision, and with effectiveness. You got to go there. You can't just do it and not hold yourself accountable for effect, measurable effect. I'll give you an example you understand. Yoga. How many people are hoarded into yoga classes each day? There is no real effect. Yeah, you can talk about the general effect of moving your body and stretching and this stuff, but the sacrament of yoga goes deep if you get to its essence. It's as regenerative to your body as anything we'll ever give to the Nobel laureates for stem cell research or genetic engineering. Out of the earth, the electromagnetic fields of the earth becomes the yoga. And if the individual, the participant, that practitioner does not have the physical experience of prana or chi, they're not doing yoga. Right there, that would eliminate 99% of the population today in the United States, if not the world, doing yoga. How audacious a statement. Go ahead. Challenge me. I invite you. I will submit people who are patent through their meridian system, who have become electromagnetic, who have the experience of prana consistently. And I will be glad at any time to compare and contrast those others who are still myopic and delusional about their participation in that club. And my devotion comes out of asking us to use terms that have, demonstrably speaking, a physiological effect that can be observed, so that we can all talk the same language. Otherwise, we go off into fantasy land. And our fellow scientists, who lack the machines and the technology to measure what we mean by shifts in the electromagnetic field of value to the resolve of disease and symptomology, because we don't have the technology, Western science condescends towards us and purports and spreads the notion that we're occultists, boobs, losers, people who are just snake oil salesmen, and so on and so, because they can't measure it. Well, honestly, we cannot measure it. Holistic medicine uses words it can't measure. Those of us using machines, I use the machine called the Avatar, the Computron. They were derivatives of the Vol machine. Hey, look, if a guy with half a brain like me studies with two or three of the so-called masters of these technologies, and it still doesn't make any sense, it still doesn't show real value, it still leaves itself so open to criticism that you could just poke holes in it till it sinks, then maybe we have to rethink our notion that we have command of a newly found electromagnetic technology. And I cite the Computron, the Vol machine, as good examples of a sincere attempt that just didn't cut it. These machines were marketed out as ways to measure the improvement in the electromagnetic you. Sorry. If you study it with a razor's edge, they fail. They fail terribly. Which is not to say they weren't well-intentioned, which is not to say they didn't have some good doctors using them, which is not to say that there wasn't merit to it. But on the overall, it was a terrible way to imbue, to lend to your ability to navigate yourself through a healing by igniting your own centers, to which then I would say, you should be going to a sea cave at sunrise. And if you can't feel the effect of that, ask yourself why you're half dead. You should be in a tide pool at sunrise. A waterfall at sunrise. You should be in a hot spring. I put pictures of them on the site, and you're all on the site now. Because it's interface with these entities, regular interface with these entities that will begin to ignite your sensibilities. You have antennas. They are extensions of your soul. Those antennas are derivatives of the brain and the spinal cord. It's called your sensory mechanisms. How you feel, how you see, how you hear, how you smell, how you touch, and so on and so forth. How you taste. Your senses are looking to develop themselves with ever greater depth, precision, sophistication. And to ignite the blossom of your senses, you have to use nature. Not plastic, not computers, not cell phones, not genetically engineered meat, not filthy air, not freeway commutes, not all these things we're embroiled in. And then we find these convenient excuses. What do you want me to do, Dr. Medici? I live in Torrance. Where am I going to sleep? Well, okay. But just understand how screwed you are. And soon to say, just understand how screwed you are living in this cesspool of a city. Because it is a cesspool. So factor that in and do something about it. And if you can't, you can't. There's no judgment here. I don't judge you. You may have 5 kids, a divorce, and a minimum wage job. If I walk up to the counter and the cashier gives me what I ask for, what is she making? $8, $9 an hour, maybe? Maybe she's got 2 or 3 kids. Maybe she doesn't have a husband. Maybe she lives next to the Torrance oil refinery. Maybe she lives near the Long Beach port. Maybe she's all jazzed because she's got an apartment in San Pedro. You know, San Pedro is a nice little neighborhood. Much better than Malibu in some ways. Or Laguna. Down-to-earth people. So what am I supposed to do? Judge that? No, not at all. You praise that. But the point is, if she's got a lump in the breast and she wants a way out, I don't want her buying herbs thinking she's making a step in the right direction any more than I want her doing anything less than the things I suggest. Because it's not going to work. And I think, on the whole, people deserve the truth. So, what does that leave us? It leaves you with a consideration. What's your health practice? I've given you a few. Get to know the tide pools. Consider where you live. Because where you live and what you live in brings you much closer to an electromagnetic perception of your process. You see, you're really becoming smarter. There's a way out of the labyrinth, but what you will do is miss it. You don't know how to navigate, even when you're coached. When it really gets to the big choices, you're going to fight. You're going to fight like a marlin on a hook. You're going to fight your doctor, your sensei, your swami, your priest, God himself. You're going to come up with all sorts of good reasons. You're going to sabotage yourself. You're going to make choices in the name of what you think is proper to destroy yourself. And you won't even see it. That's why you need help. Help is the tree go hug a tree. What, the tree off the freeway? No, go hug a redwood. Go live in a yurt. Go dunk your head in an ice-cold freezing waterfall. Go dive into a tide pool. Well, not dive, go wade in a tide pool. Go dive into an ocean. Go sit in a sea cave. Go touch a whale. A whale. Go touch a whale. Touch a porpoise, a dolphin. Did you know the killer whales won't eat you? They won't eat you. The killer whales know you. The dolphins know you. The whales know you. The intelligences of those animals are enormous. And whether you stand next to them, have the gift of touching them, helping them. I see a woman this Monday who actually swam to a whale to untangle it, because the baby whale was stuck in this big nylon rope, and she touched the whale. She spoke to the whale. She calmed the whale. The grace you are given in interfaces like that, it's immeasurable. So today's show, A Wiser Medicine, The Wisdom of Eastern Medicine. I gave you suggestions. Now take the clay. Look at picture 16, the Med Body Pack. This is a clay. Clays have all sorts of different types of soils in them. The secret of the clay is that if mined, if extracted correctly from pristine places, the clay, if you broke down the chemistry to its biophysical elements, if you measured it electromagnetically, if you could measure it, you would find it's resonating at our primordial level, meaning when the electronic soup was first stirred billions of years ago, was the clay. And the clay holds that. When you put the clay on your body, in waterfalls, in sea caves, in tide pools, the clay and the waterfall, etc., synergize. And it begins to direct an intellect. It directs an intellect, hypothalamically combined, hybridized, to tell your body what to do to mobilize its healing. Clay and waterfalls, if you will, ignite the high molecular intelligence of the body. Next to that, we're going to do stem cell therapy. Next to that, you're going to live in Manhattan. You're going to kill anything in your path. You're going to put a chunk of change in the bank. You're going to eat, drink. You're going to become putrid. Mind and body, you're going to become putrid. And then at 65, when you get bad news, you're just going to reach into that chunk of change built upon the backs of your proverbial slaves. And you're going to dip into that chunk of change and give it to some highfalutin chemist or molecular biologist or MD, PhD in some offshore place or at Harvard. And you're going to be reborn. I don't think so. I don't think so. We're not seeing it. We're always suggesting it. People have such short memories. If you study the history of holistic medicine, I said holistic medicine. I didn't say allopathic. Holistic. There's always somebody coming along touting regeneration for the price. I'll give you an example. Biological regenerative medicine. Alan Gabby, and his partner, whose name I can't remember. G-A-B-Y is his name, last name. These guys all get facelifts anyway, but I don't blame them. Regenerate, restore youth and vigor with hormonal creams. First, we measure through high-end tests. Then we put the creams on you and the perfect blends, and you get younger. It never worked. Now it's stem cell. They even sell stem cell creams. But really, and I'll get into this, Dr. Reardon just wrote two books. He's written articles. I mean, he is a brilliant scientist. He's done some amazing things with stem cells. But it's not going to take over. We're always doing this. The future of science shall bestow upon you the gifts from God. You don't have to check. You can rot yourself out at the computer. You can put your fingers in the electrodes of the microprocessor. You can live under fluorescent light. You can breathe putrid air. You can do absolutely everything wrong. You can fail to address a damaged ecosystem. And you can just dip into your bank accounts because you've made billions. And you can go down to one of these clinics. And you can be renewed. And this is what we're selling. And as always, it's not really a lie. Because stem cell therapy is good. And under the supervision of Dr. Reardon, it's really good. He's not a shyster. He's legit. He's the real thing. Go on YouTube, put in Joe Rogan, R-O-G-A-N, Mel Gibson, the movie star, and stem cell. And a 12-minute clip. Watch it. Watch Mel Gibson tell the story of taking his father at 92 years old in congestive heart failure, kidney failure, with a hip that, well, he couldn't walk. And he's 92. Hutt. Gibson is 99 years old today. He had half a miracle occur. Mesenchymal stem cell therapy under Dr. Neil Reardon at his institute in Panama. Arguably the best in the world. They are delivering, in a sense, miracles. So what does this mean then? Does it mean we can forget about health? Abuse ourselves and just have the parts replaced. Yeah, you beat yourself up. Your liver's no good. Don't worry, we're going to take a cell and put a new liver back in. We're going to go in, cut your liver out, and we're going to stimulate its growth. You'll regrow your liver in a year. Is that what we're going to do? And then we can forgo and forget about the time-tested laws of healing. Here's what I'm getting at every single time I study in detail one of these save-the-world therapies where they fail is in their failure to accord their process with the natural laws of healing. Now, that you're on the website, go to the article. Stem cell and the autonomics. Stem cell therapy doesn't always work. Right now, it doesn't always work. Too often, it doesn't work. Here's one reason. And you'll get it on page 2 in that article. We have shown that sympathetic fibers inhibited the proliferation of nestin-positive mesenchymal stem cells as recently confirmed. You know, this is what I love to do. If there's one thing I love to do above anything, it's that. I love that moment, Western science. It just throws a parade for itself. And then throws in their articles these little sentences that basically put the nail in their coffin if they don't respect natural law. This is what I'm always saying to you. If you saw the number of people shoving supplements down your throat, paying for very high-end IV therapies, going to expensive clinics, doing all sorts of things and forgetting all the basics of natural law, you'd puke. I do regularly. I just had some poor lady the other day. Lovely, lovely woman. She's been sick for years. And she got all messed up again, ran down to some high-end clinic in Mexico, probably spent a ton of money, and got told effectively nothing. Nothing. It was that MMD thing, but holistic. A holistic MD thing. It's what a lot of your MDs are doing. IV therapies and all sorts of interesting little toys. But no respect for natural law, meaning what comes out of nature that can enhance the rate at which your body regenerates. And what can you do through health practice to enhance the rate at which you absorb nature? Absorb nature. There's a concept. Absorb nature. Taoists, monks, perhaps animals, people who train neurologically, yoga, tai chi, qigong, kung fu, meditation, saintly life, according to the dictates of one's own moral code. Not the institution, but your own moral code, one which is consistent with you. The true definition of Taoism. And you will be accorded, if properly done, a higher rate of absorption of the electromagnetic rays of the planet. Stuff we can measure. Whatever is resonating off the ley lines and the tide pools, the telluric currents, the Schumann waves, you increase your availability to those rays. And they are synced up with the neuroendocrine system, which is synced up with the stem cells, which combined is synced with the DNA and the regenerative process through which the DNA is prompted to begin regeneration, to build the proteins that will regenerate the cell. The interconnectedness of this process is unfathomable. How many stars are there in the universe? And how many of those stars have you lived on? And what have you learned in your lifetime on each star in the universe? Now you're getting into the numbers that reflect the interconnectedness of all the trillions of cells in your body and how they all work together. And we have the audacity consistently to think we're going to get a handle on this. The classes that I'll be running will give you a functional understanding of this. Because no matter how much you think you understand it, you will forget what you understood because you will be scared. You see, grasping the enormity of the interconnectedness of the human organism demands that you get out of your head. And when your heart hurts, when you have a symptom, when you're up night in pain, it will chop you down into your ego, into your fear state. And out of fear comes a certain brand of medicine. Yes, this is how you do it. Yes, because we understand. Yes, we've got it covered. Not, we got it covered so far, and at a certain point, we let it go and let the body tell us where to go, because we spend our time, our money, and our energy learning how to listen with more precision to the body. The failure of that is everywhere. The failure of that is everywhere. You heard coffee enemas are good for you, and you do them. And then I ask you, are you getting bile? And you look at me with a blank face. I don't know. There, that's the failure of it. You go to a yoga class and I ask you, do you feel prana? Have you noticed as you work the pose, your entire body relaxes as you investigate the tension in one single joint? And you look at me and you barely know what I'm talking about. But you've been practicing yoga 10 or 15 years. But you've done hundreds of coffee enemas. Those of you with enough money in your pocket to do the high-end therapies out there in the holistic world that are trending. Hashtag, hashtag. Trending, trending. Hashtag. I don't have a jawbone or a chin, but listen to me. Hashtag. Hey, I sleep on my computer. I just take a deep breath. Suck in that electronics. Yes, I do. Hashtag. With all the money in your bank account, and now you're 60, 65, 70, off to that holistic clinic you go. It's nothing for you to drop $15,000 in a week, $20,000 in a week. Guys, I have a lot of people in my practice who can spend that kind of money. I know for some of you, it seems, wow. But there's enough people. Americans know how to make money. And as long as we can still defend our constitutional rights, this is going to be a lucrative town for years to come. And you can take some of that money, because there's a lot of really good holistic clinics out there. And they can give you all the IVs you need, the vitamin C drips and the glutathione drips and the B12 drips. Dendritic cell therapies, stem cell therapies, PRP injections, hyperbaric oxygen. The list goes on and on and on and on. And you can go to these places then. They'll bring in pretty little girls and they'll give you lectures on how to eat and how to sprout. And everybody can hold hands and be happy and pay your $50,000 for the month. And then you can go home and go back to the lifestyle that got you sick in the first place. And that's what we do. Instead of building health in ways that allows you over time to begin to sense, like an animal senses its breakfast, to sense your next choice, because you've been trained through natural law to listen to your body's signs. You would never do an enema and not know whether bile was coming out the other end. You would never participate in your yoga and not recall the evolution of stretching, and I never felt what now I feel, which is the joint decompressing, and now I feel the release, and now I feel my alignment shift, and now I feel other joints opening up. And in the 1 year evolution, I feel deeper pieces of me being explored and celebrated. That's the only way you would go about it. You would never spend top dollar at these clinics I'm describing. And after a year of all of these clinics for your tumors, for your autoimmune diseases, you would never be sleeping 4 hours or 5 hours a night. You would have straightened your sleep cycle out from Jump Street. You wouldn't be, after a year, ever getting up 2 or 3 times a night to pee. You would either be peeing on yourself in the woods at night while you slept, or you would have solved the problem within 3 months. And not herbally. You would have made sure you got your sleep. You guys get my point, right? The number of people that you run into would astound you from my vantage point, who've spent hundreds and thousands of dollars, who are teetering on poverty, who've spent their inheritance, their second mortgages on their homes, to have one good day, to get out of the chronic pain syndromes they have been afflicted by. And with all of that going on, they're still not sleeping. They still haven't come to terms with the fact that that needed to get fixed. And who's pushing them to do that? Who's prompting them to do that? Who's insisting that they do that? Who is telling them, if you don't do that, you're wasting your money? Who's telling them you're wasting your money here at this clinic unless you come back with a straightened out sleep cycle? No one. They're not doing it. They're suggesting it. They're mentioning it in the periphery. They're slipping it under the door when no one's looking. But in the moment of truth, it's, you're not being told. You go to the health clinic, the health store, the whatever, and however you're going to waste your money. And what you do is you buy something. You buy a therapy. You buy an herb. You buy a machine. And over time, you fail in every important way. If you're listening to this show, we have a couple of thousand a week. Those numbers will grow. They are. Half of who listens to this are referred by friends. Not by marketing campaigns, by people who can hear the truth. If you think I'm kidding, if you think I'm exaggerating, if you think I'm not correct, get on my website and tell me. I dare you. I put that challenge out. First, understand what I'm saying. And then if you don't agree, go ahead. Send the office an email. I want to bring this to the forum. Because what I'm talking about works. But people don't do it enough. You are being innocently deceived by innocently deceived doctors. I don't blame the doctor for deceiving you. I don't blame the clinic for deceiving you. I don't blame you for being deceived. This is what we've brought it to. Holistic medicine has been brought, and it's evolved this way. And they're not seeing the myopia. They're not seeing where they're going wrong. And what we're going to miss is the incredible gift of health, of healing. Its relationship to natural law, its relationship that from things that come out of God's love. Doesn't matter to me, Muslim, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, all the various sectors of that, from Opus Dei Catholics to whatever. It doesn't matter. We're all here. But we got to talk the same talk. Medically speaking, we have to begin to understand how to really utilize the full force of holistic health. That's what the seminars are about. I'll be running a number of classes. Yeah, they're $150 a class. Somebody emailed the other day, all of them for $150. Okay, yeah, for 1 year. every 5 or 6 weeks, and for the whole year, it's $150. You know, don't I have the right to eat? People are, they're innocent. They don't know. They don't even know what my radio show costs me. Nobody thinks about your bottom line. You have to. And if your bottom line jives up with the reason you came here, your active service, you've made some good choices, and I feel thankful personally because of that. My bottom line and what I offer you are the same thing. But it's not for free. Free? What planet are we on? Unfortunately, this is not the Garden of Eden in that sense. So yeah, it's $150 a class. I'll do it every 5 or 6 weeks. I'll have about 25 people or so in each class, maybe 30. I don't know. We'll see. And you will learn lots. Lots you're never going to learn on the radio show or even on this show. Because, you know, this is computer media generated stuff, and you got to change the subjects every week. I could take that one sentence about sympathetic fibers inhibiting the proliferation of nestin on mesenchymal stem cells, and we could do 2 shows on that, 3 shows. You can take one sentence and it could take you a lifetime to expound on it. But we're the troops, you see, you're the troops. You got to know what to do, why you should do it, and you have to have enough understanding so you're willing to comply with it in the dark and stormy night we call the labyrinth of healing. And you can't get it on the radio that fast. Always cracks me up, right? Everyone wants that cliff note thing. You know, I got a major brain tumor and 3 months to live. What do I do? People do that. And we have radio shows. I have diabetes, I have lupus, and now I have a breast tumor. What should I do? Oh, take this and this and this and this and call me in the morning. What planet are we on? What planet? Step 2. We'll go down there to the clinic. This clinic. I'm not going to name names of clinics. They're all $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a week. Go there. Get the best. You don't have to swallow it. We're going to send it into the bloodstream. As if that makes a difference. What planet are we on? If we could just all go back to the Garden of Eden and just view it for a week to see what people did, what they ate, how they loved, where they lived, what they talked about, how they sang, how they danced, what the ecosystem was like. If we could just do all these things. So we have guidelines. Out of medicine comes what still exists of Chinese medicine. Yeah, I talked about the guy with the retinal detachment. What about Mary? Mary's 65. The coronary calcium CT scan suggests at least upwards of 60-70% occlusion in the circumflex and left anterior descending arteries of the heart. And probably a whole bunch of occlusion in the brain and to the kidney. And she's a heart type. And her emotion is joy or sadness. Joy if your heart is healthy, sadness if your heart is sad. And she lives in sadness, but she covers it up by smiling all the time. So it's called in Chinese medicine false joy. Underneath all that false joy is anger. So she grew up taking care of daddy, who is an alcoholic, and mommy left Mary and daddy. And mommy's gone, and Mary grew up with daddy. And he was a good guy. I mean, he was a good guy. He did the best, but he was a raging alcoholic. And every day, instead of playing with her girlfriends, Mary had to take care of daddy. Daddy was usually lying in a pile of puke after massive amounts of alcohol. So Mary grew up sad, but you see, Mary couldn't go out and play like her friends. Her friends were in the Girl Scouts, her friends were in dance class, her friends all hung out, but Mary couldn't because she had to take care of Daddy. So underneath all the sadness, Mary was pissed. Now Mary's 65. Mary, as life would have it, actually married somebody like Daddy. And that marriage ended up the same way her marriage, her relationship with Daddy ended up. Now Mary has massive occlusion. Over the next 2 to 5 or 6 years, Mary's going to have a heart attack or she's going to go into congestive heart failure. So we're just going to put a stent in, which isn't going to stop it. Give her some basic lifestyle changes, a few cleanses, and Mary's just going to turn it all around. No, Mary's not. Mary's not until the autonomics balance, and Mary processes out of her being the rage and sadness tandem to her upbringing. Until that happens, those cells will not do the right thing. Now, that's Chinese medicine. Mary's a heart type, and she's kyphotic. She's collapsed around the heart, understandably. She's got a big kyphosis, an upper thoracic curve. She's plaqued. Her cholesterol's always high. She's precipitating calcium hydroxyapatite into the inside of inflamed arteries. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. No one can figure out why her oxidative stress is so high. By the way, she clenches her teeth, but that couldn't have anything to do with it. Guys, I could go on and on and on and on. If you're listening to this show and you're a doctor, listen. If you're a regular listener and you've got problems, what are you doing? Why else would you do anything else than listen to what I'm saying? And if you're new, I mean really new, like you just found out last week that organic food's a better choice, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That's my office. Give it a call. Take your health concern into the office and get put on the right track. If you've got old ideas that are dead and you're willing to let go of them, 714-850-1007. But come in with a clean slate and an open mind. Frankly, I'm a little bored with everyone else's perception of their process, especially when it's people who don't know anything about the profession. And unfortunately, our profession, the holistic health practitioners, have spawned a lot of people off internet searches who are very attached to their misconceptions of reality. But go tell them that. We will see you next week. God bless you. My absolute pleasure every Saturday. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.